Jewish Family Services is actually a licensed mental health clinic, as well as we provide case management services to older adults. So we provide an array of social services in the southeastern Wisconsin area.
One of the things that Stephanie did a wonderful job at was giving us an overview also of what is available in the community. But let's see if we can get into perhaps even some anecdotal stories and experiences that you've had. And I'll start by asking you what, in your opinion, might be the most common mistakes or oversights that you see older people making when it comes to their health and well-being.
I think prevention. I think that older adults really need to begin focusing on prevention. It's never too late to start thinking about preventing illness and taking good care of oneself. I think people make a mistake and think, oh, I'm 60 or, oh, I'm 70 and I've never eaten right or exercised or taken care of myself. Why should I begin now? When the truth is, it's never too late. Research shows that people can begin taking care of themselves at any age and can improve their overall physical well-being.
I would call that the best advice for anybody under 60, too.
I agree.
The obstacles and challenges that you've seen older people face, what are those?
I think one of the things that happens to older adults is that they become isolated, and the reason they become isolated is many times they isolate themselves. Many times they also accept pain as a reality when it doesn't have to be. There's a lot of things that people can do to not have pain, and just because someone is aging, it doesn't mean that they're less functional or able to do things or unable to take care of themselves. And even if one experiences pain, many times physicians can help them alleviate that pain or live and manage that pain so that they can continue to live a quality of life.
This isolation that you mentioned sounds as if it could easily lead to really a kind of almost debilitating loneliness. Does that sometimes go hand in hand?
Unfortunately, that happens all the time, and I think that's the saddest thing about individuals who are older and who isolate themselves, whether it's by the way their attitude is or by their actions where they don't want to go out, even if they're able to, because really then their life becomes, you know, blended into one. Many times you ask them, well, what did you do all day? And so many times they'll say, well, I watched TV. And what did you see on TV? And they won't be able to tell you. And not because they have memory issues or deficits, because the TV is their connection to the real world. And that's very sad. That's very difficult.
I would imagine the converse here is true. I'm going to ask you about what it is that makes older people happy and makes their lives enriching. What are those things?
I think attitude. I think people who have a positive attitude are much healthier and they don't isolate themselves. I even think of the people that we work with. You know, when you come into a client's home and they're happy and peppy, even if they're in pain, and they have a positive outlook and they know that you can help them or that they can help themselves, they attract good things to themselves. So I think a positive attitude just goes such a long way. People who have a positive attitude, they tend to live longer, they're more pleasant, so they attract other people to them. And I think a positive attitude is just the key to make it and to improve one's later years.
Can you tell almost immediately after you've gone through the front door of someone's house that you're visiting what kind of shape that person might be in?
No. Some seniors are very good at disguising what they're able and unable to do. And I don't think you can really tell where a person is until you complete a full, very, very comprehensive assessment. Because one of the things that some seniors tend to do is you ask, well, do you need help with anything? And many seniors are going to say, no, I can do everything by myself. I'm totally independent. And then when you start asking them very concrete questions like, well, who changes your light bulbs up there so high? And they'll say, oh, I don't know. I have to ask a neighbor, or I have to ask a child, or, oh, you know, your refrigerator seems really empty. Who does your grocery shopping? And they go, oh, my kids bring it once a week. So, well, on the one hand, they can tell you they're totally independent, and they may appear to be independent. When you do complete a comprehensive assessment, many times you get the full details and understanding of what their needs really are.
Is that one of the best ways to measure or, for that matter, even monitor the success of programs like yours and how you're doing with outreach and making that connection?
I think so. I think monitoring their independence, their IADLs, ADLs, and monitoring the ability of keeping them in the community. I know you had mentioned that Stephanie was here. I mean, Milwaukee is definitely the luckiest place in the world as far as I can see, because we are able to keep clients in their home for as long as possible. And many people are able to die in their own homes, which is very different than it used to be when I started out working in the aging field.
Gina Botstein is with us. She is with Jewish Family Services and works directly with older adults. Let me ask this two ways, and that is, what are the things that really you find yourself almost grieving about if you leave work on a given day that you wish if you had the opportunity you could change, you would. And the flip side of that, what are the things that give you a light heart?
I'll do the light heart first, if that's okay. I have clients who are 100 years old, and they really give me a light heart because we have had two in our agency recently that just make everybody shine. One still writes poetry and sings songs and is in a choir and leads a totally active life. And when you look at him, you know, even though biologically he's 100 years old, he's probably my age in every other way. Just a fun, great guy and an inspiration to everybody. And another client that we had also, you know, just makes my heart shine. You know, she just had a great attitude. She was not going to let age bother her. We celebrated her 100th birthday with her, and we brought her a big, big cake, and then it was the Harley Festival 5 years ago. And the Harley guys came out on bikes to visit the group home where she was living, and she got to sit on a motorcycle. Now, this is a person who was practically not able to stand, but I remember for weeks on end, all she talked about was, hey, the Harley guys thought I was cool, and I got to ride their bike, even though it never moved. But those stories, you know, they make your whole job worthwhile. They make you want to get up in the morning and go to work because you can make a difference. You can help individuals remain as independent as possible. What makes it difficult, I think, to see individuals that are lonely. I think it's very, very painful to see clients who have no family, and then we become their family because there's no other option out there. So when, you know, there's no one to mark down as a power of attorney for health care, those are very, very sad situations, and I wish that I could change that and have somebody either have a very close friend or a support system in place so that there are less lonely older adults.
Gina Bolstein is with Jewish Family Services. Thanks for coming down today.
My pleasure.